Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon. And then we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop
for life. No, but what I will tell you is that evidence has been sitting there collecting dust. This wasn't a new tip. It wasn't some new evidence. It was the hard work of President Trump's administration, Deputy Director Bongino and Director Patel. I watched them from day one come in here and say, we are going to solve this crime. And they did, working hand in hand with U.S. Attorney Pirro and all of our great attorneys.
So there you have the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, talking about the lead up to this arrest that they were able to make. We've got the alleged pipe bomber now in custody, supposed to appear in court here shortly. Want to get an expert reaction to this. Trey Gowdy joins us, host of Fox News Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy, of course, a former congressman for 8 years and a former federal prosecutor. Trey, welcome back. Thanks for being with us this
afternoon. Hey, Andy.
So,
how are you?
I'm doing okay. Merry Christmas to you. We always appreciate being able to have expert opinions like yours on the show. What was your reaction to the press conference yesterday, the lead up to this arrest, and the emphasis that was given at that press conference? They said it multiple times. They didn't have any new information surface in order to make this arrest.
Multiple reactions. My first reaction, Annie, was this is rare. To solve a crime after the lapse of this amount of time, I don't want to say it's unprecedented. I've seen it done before, but it's incredibly rare. 72 hours is the magical time period. The other thing I was really glad that AG Bondi pointed out, in fact, I mentioned it the last time you and I talked, the working relationship between cops and prosecutors is one of the more undertold stories in our culture. They work hand in hand every day. Now, we think of the prosecutors as just going to court, which is where they are today. But the reality is all of the search warrants and all of the whether or not it's legal to go do this, that, and the other, that is teamwork. When I read, and I would encourage your listeners to read the affidavit in support of the arrest warrant, it literally lays out what hard work coupled with technology can allow you to do. Mm. Now, the politics of the story, you know, I saw Mark Warner saying, you know, why should they be taking a victory lap? Well, Mark, with all due respect, why did it take 4 years? This guy's an anarchist. It's not like there was some political ideology, not that we know of. He's an anarchist. He put bombs at both the DNC and the RNC. I would think that'd be a high priority under anyone's administration. One of these days, maybe someone will ask Chris Wray, what were y'all doing for 4 years?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, if I don't have even a frack.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
...of the understanding of how these things lay out, which you have explained to us deeply in conversations you had before, and also I want to mention your book, The Color of Death, which is a fiction story based on your in-depth experience of this investigative process and prosecution. I'm hearing Kash Patel, Pam Bondi yesterday saying this is not new information. We went back and did the job that they should have done earlier, essentially. And I'm looking at the Biden administration, the Biden Department of Justice, and I'm saying it's either incompetence or malfeasance, negligence, certainly. Is there a value in discussing that right now? Do you anticipate this FBI, the Department of Justice, to expose to the American people if it was malfeasance or incompetence?
Yeah, so I think a couple of things are going to happen. Actually, three things are going to happen. Number one, we're on the prosecution track right now. And that also includes one of the other three points, which is I got the distinct impression yesterday and again from listening to Dan Bongino last night that this investigation is not over, which makes sense that someone knew what he was doing and or aided and abetted it. So you have potentially accessory before the fact, accessory after the fact, or what we call misprision of a felony, knowing about it and not reporting it. So I'm focused on the prosecution. I like holding people to account. The politics of it is really interesting. Prosecutors are not good politicians, myself included. But I would want to know. So when I read the affidavit, it almost reads like, so we had this photographic technology that they had to use. Number one, Andy, you got to find a suspect. You have to have a name. It doesn't do any good to go look for phone records if you don't have a name or credit card, all of which they relied upon. So their ability to place his height, which is 5'7", and then to find out that he wore corrective lenses and then kind of get an idea of what that was, all of that's leading you to a name. So what I got the sense of listening to yesterday and again, Dan, last night, is we had everything but the name. But if y'all had tried a little bit harder and just looked, okay, well, who's within driving distance? Who fits this description that's within driving distance of D.C.? And then let's go start pulling some phone records and some credit card receipts. And lo and behold, we find a guy that's going to Home Depot and buying some pipes. That's the sense, without having talked to Cash about it, which I will at some point, but I haven't yet. That's the sense I got, that they had everything but the name, which means you got nothing. Because and it's U.S. versus. You don't do U.S. versus a thought or an idea. It has to be a name. So I part of me is really curious what took 4 years, and part of me is really grateful that they made it a priority.
Yeah, certainly. Trey Gowdy speaking with us right now, host of Fox News Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy. I am thinking about the evidence, the information that we were getting from that press conference yesterday. Yeah, I've seen some things, you know, rolling around on social media about Cole himself, and I'll wait to see the experts release the details of this individual's connections. But there's a consistency here. In the last 4 years, the Biden administration's Department of Justice, investigative community, we're finding, very important, very material documents in burn bags, in closed off locked rooms or whatever, phone spying by Jack Smith and the lot. And then, you know, another instance here, it's just another detail in a Department of Justice that seems to be very selective about who and what they prosecute. And it also seems as though they're willing to sniff around and manufacture against people they deem political enemies. That's what it seems from the outside. And the less information we have, the less transparency we have, the more that conspiratorial mind likes to wander. You're a facts-based guy. Do you have any of those conspiracy types of thoughts when you're looking at the history that we've seen?
Yeah, I think my weakness as a prosecutor is I never assume a conspiracy when simple incompetence will explain something, because I see more incompetence than I do conspiracies. However, that being said, I draw a distinction between the leadership at FBI and then the women and men who field or fill out the field offices. Like the FBI agents I worked with for almost 20 years, I never recall a political conversation with any of them. Mm. But the leadership, when you think back about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Comey and Andy McCabe, most of what we know about them is political. And so when I think, you know, and I've told people this before, if we are to be held together as a republic, I do think it is the justice system that's going to keep us together, because she's blindfolded. And that's what we want. And then Comey, this image of Comey on stage trying to sell books, admitting that he treated Donald Trump differently from the way he would have treated Barack Obama. He did more damage. You know, he was taking a victory lap after his indictment was temporarily dismissed and talked about the damage done to the justice system. And nobody did more damage to DOJ than Jim Comey. And Democrats used to feel that way, too. After he, remember, he's the one that reopened Hillary Clinton's investigation on the eve of the election.
Yeah.
They didn't like him when he did that. They just liked him when he targeted Trump. And then Chris Wray, I mean, God knows, what was he doing? I mean, we thought, I distinctly remember the Speaker of the House himself looking Chris in the eyes in a skiff and saying, you can be part of the cleanup crew or the cover-up crew. It's your choice. And for reasons that defy logic, Chris decided to become part of the cover-up crew.
Yeah, that makes us ask even more questions. Trey Gowdy speaking with us right now, former federal prosecutor, author of The Color of Death, and host of Fox News Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy. So let me ask you this question. If you're looking at what took place before, you've listed additional names there with the Peter Strzok and the Lisa Page, which you've had experience with. Do you feel as though this FBI and this Department of Justice is ripping everything back on the right track? Because I see a lot of politicos on the left saying this is retribution. You think it's getting it back on the right track?
Yeah, I think it's going to take a while, though. And you know, we didn't get here overnight, and we're not going to get where I want us to get overnight. There is this temptation, and I warned about it 4 years ago, the very first podcast I ever did, is what being treated unfairly does to you. It recalibrates the way you view fairness.
Yes.
And it makes you less likely to show it to others. I mean, being treated unfairly has a tremendously negative impact on people. And so we do need to fight this temptation to do unto others as they did to us. I get it. I get the desire for retribution, which is why I trust the jury system. And I know that sounds naive, and juries don't always get it right. But if you believe in small government, and I do, it does not get any smaller than 12 of our fellow citizens deciding whether or not you are guilty. So I do trust the American people. I don't know if we need to change policies and procedures as much as we need to change the people implementing them. Comey was awful. McCabe was awful. Peter Strzok had more bias than I have ever seen in a cop. So we got to get that out. How long it'll take, I don't know. The answer is not to go pay them back. The answer is to show people this is what fairness looks like.
Finally, I hear a lot from listeners. People just want to see arrests. They want to see handcuffs. They want to see, you know, bars and jail cells. And I'm always trying to caution people to not hang all of your hopes on that, because it's a very difficult thing to do. And it feels from where I sit that if that does happen, it might not be the figures and the names that you've heard of. And, you know, there might be, you know, other people who are involved in any sort of these things that might get in trouble for something, maybe even ancillary. But do you feel as though we're going to see in the remainder of Donald Trump's term with this Department of Justice, do you think any of those high profile arrests are going to take place?
I do. But then again, you know, just this week, the grand jury declined to indict somebody. That is really, really rare. If you can't get an indictment, you're not going to get a conviction. Actually, if you're close to not getting an indictment, you're not going to get a conviction. This is what I tell people that stop me at the grocery store, and they say, why is fill in the blank not in jail? That cannot be the only barometer of accountability that we have in a culture. There has to be shame. There has to be history. There has to be our loss of respect, the fact that we don't respect you anymore. I mean, there was a German philosopher, Nietzsche, who said, "I'm not mad that you lied to me. I'm mad that I can't trust you ever again."
Yes.
So that we got to get, I mean, getting a conviction, unless you've stood in front of 12 people and convinced them beyond a reasonable doubt, it's hard. It is hard to do it. But it's not hard to say, "I don't trust you anymore, and I'm not ever going to give you a position of authority." I mean, Peter Strzok should never, ever have arrest power again. Whether he goes to jail or not, I have to leave that up to the facts and the evidence. What I do know about our justice system is we're not the Russians. We don't say, "Show me the person and I'll show you the crime." That's not the way we do it. Now, that's what was done to Trump.
Yeah.
But we have got, I think fairness is such a beautiful virtue. It is worth pursuing even when others do not.
Amen. I mean, that will save the Republic, I would assume. Trey Gowdy, we appreciate you so much for coming on with us. Hope you are having a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas to you. Fox News Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy. Do you have any guests lined up yet? Sometimes those things materialize later than sooner. Anything?
No, I've got some good ones. I'm going to try to figure out why Lane Kiffin left Ole Miss as a playoff team to go to LSU. But
I think they're trying to figure it out, too.
Most people are focused on other things, but college sports has got me riled up right now.
Who's your team?
South Carolina Gamecocks, led by Shane Beamer, whom I love.
All right. Well, we've got a Notre Dame fan here. We've got a University of Miami family down the hall. So we're waiting to see what happens. We'll be fighting here in the studio, that's for sure.
All right. Merry Christmas to you. It's great talking to you.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Bye-bye. Trey Gowdy, host of Fox News Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy. He's going to do the whole show on college football. Is this what everybody wants to talk about right now? It kind of feels like it.
College football?
Yeah.
I don't know. The J6 pipe bomber stuff's pretty interesting, I got to say.
It's either or. You know, the thing about college football is people are as passionate, if not more passionate, about their college football team than they will be about any news story that we're talking about. If you're in the lane, it is the top story. And then if you're not in that lane, it's like, if it gets brought up one time, you're like, "Would you stop talking about college football?" Which is how we feel on this side of the aisle. Well, we're plugged into every news story that comes across the ticker. And we know that. And you're like, how can you not care about the fact that the pipe bomber who has been exposed, we're going to talk about that when we come back. This has been a wild 24 hours in detail surrounding this pipe bomber individual. But how do you not pay attention to this? How do you not care that this story has just been sitting idle for 4+ years and not care about why it was left alone?
One little thing he mentioned in that interview that I would like to know more about, although I don't know there's anything to know right now, but it looks like there will be, is that from him listening to Dan Bongino and possibly Kash Patel, he was saying it sounds like this investigation itself is not over. That yes, they have this guy,
yeah,
but the investigation is now going to broaden.
Well, one thing that Trey Gowdy said on Sean Hannity last night that I actually wrote down here and just didn't get to ask him was Kash Patel is like, this is chapter one.
Okay.
Of, he said, 10 to 20 chapters or something like that.
Huh.
We'll talk more about that when we come back. We want you to vote, talking about the pipe bomber here. The YouTube live chat poll about January 6th. How did it happen? We kind of alluded yesterday. I said, I'm leaning into like conspiracy theory territory here, but I don't want to get too specific because I don't want to be a crazy person. I don't have enough facts yet to just vocally say that to you. How did it happen? You think it was an unfortunate series of events, basically just saying things got out of hand and it just happened? Do you think it's a Republican conspiracy, a Democrat conspiracy, or a deep state conspiracy? We want your comments on this one. Text them to 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797, or throw them on the comments in the YouTube live chat. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.